Welcome to Christian Assembly, a family church. Since 1930, we've been serving the communities of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia with the good news of Jesus Christ. With over 40 years of Bible teaching and ministry experience, Pastor Bill brings faith-filled revelation from God's Word. We believe with you, wherever you are, that God will inspire and change your life through the following teaching. For more information about Christian Assembly, follow us on social media or visit our website at cafamily.net.
Tonight, real quick, just want to, I entitled it, I Worship You. I Worship You. And I chose to use the eight names, redemptive names of our Lord, just to help us along the way as far as how we can really truly worship Him in spirit, worship Him in truth. So, number one, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Look at the verse in Jeremiah. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord our righteousness. Isn't that wonderful to hear? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. So you could look this at your leisure, but I wrote it out. You are the Lord, my righteousness. And I thank you for making Jesus to be sin for me who knew no sin, making me the righteousness of God in Christ. And my standing before your throne, Father, is just equal to the standing of Jesus. Why? Because I'm in him. And in him, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Let's take a moment and lift our hands to heaven and thank him for making Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin. And let's let him know I'm righteous before your throne. I know my standing before you is a righteous standing, not based on my works, not based on anything that I have done, but my standing before you is based on the works of my Savior, my Redeemer, and my Lord, who became sin for me. Hallelujah. And I acknowledge his work and workmanship. I acknowledge what he has done for me. We're so grateful, so thankful to you tonight, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you for this mighty work of removing and eradicating sin from our lives, that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, how we bless you, how we thank you, how we praise you and exalt you. Hallelujah. Righteousness, Jesus has made to us righteousness, praise God, redemption, wisdom, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We worship you, Jehovah Shalom. Look at the verse in Judges chapter 6. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom unto this day, as it is in Ophrah of the Abiezrites, all the rights. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Shalom. You know what that means? You are my peace. I thank you, Father, for Jesus, my peace, for the peace of God that passes all understanding to keep my heart and mind through Jesus Christ, my Lord, for keeping us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on you and we trust in you. We thank you for peace that the world doesn't give, but the world cannot take away. Hallelujah. So let's worship him as Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord, our peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for this peace, this precious, precious peace, this state of perfection in spirit, in soul, and in body. You are Jehovah Shalom, and we exalt you, and we worship you, and we bless you, and we magnify you and glorify you tonight as such. Oh, you are worthy of all of our praise, and indeed we acknowledge you as Jehovah Shalom tonight. Jehovah Shammah, look at the verse in Ezekiel 48. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There. Hallelujah. The Lord is there. That's what the name means. Thank you for saying you're always there. You'd never leave us nor forsake us, that we would boldly say, the Lord's our helper. We will not fear what man shall do unto us. We worship you, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. The Lord is here. And we thank you that no matter whether we pass through the waters of the fire, your presence is there with us. And your presence means our protection. Your presence means our safety. Your presence means our deliverance. Hallelujah. Our eyes are not on the fire. Our eyes are not on the water. Our eyes are on you, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever we go, he said, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. Praise God. You are there in my rising up. You're there in my lying down. You're there in my going in and my coming out. Jehovah Shammah, we worship you tonight. You're here in this place, Jehovah Shammah, and we bless your holy name and we thank you. We will not fear because you're always there and here to see us through. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We can get through it. Number four, Jehovah Ruah. Very familiar text. The Lord is my shepherd. Look at it in verse 1, 23rd Psalm, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We shall not want for any good thing, praise God, because in Christ you've made provisions for us to have all that we need. In him you supply all of our need. In him you supply our strength. In him you give us ability to conquer and to rise up and overcome no matter what it is. All things that pertain to life and godliness you've already given us. You've given us every blessing in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from above for the Father of lights, in whom there's no variables, neither shadow of turning. You have blessed us, praise God, immeasurably beyond what our eyes can even see or our even ears hear, our hearts even understand. And so we are a blessed people because you are our shepherd. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And even though we walk to the valley of the shadow of death, we're not going to fear because you're with us. Your rod and staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us every day of our lives because you are Jehovah Ruah, the Lord, our shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wow. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nissi, Exodus 17, verse 15. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Oh, an altar to worship Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. Your banner over us is love. The Lord, our victor. The Lord, the Al Shaddai of our lives, the God of plenty, you're more than enough, praise God. The more than enough one, hallelujah. We thank you for being more than enough, the God of plenty, the one who causes our enemies to come against us one way, to flee from our face seven ways as we hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord our God and do what is pleasing in your sight. We worship you, Jehovah Nissi. We build an altar here for you, Jehovah Nissi. We look to you in our time of trouble. We look to you in our time of difficulty. We know you defend us and we know that you will fight for us, praise God, because we belong to you and you care for your own. Let's lift our hearts to heaven and thank him and worship him, Jehovah Nissi, for always being here, always being there, always defending us, always fighting for us, always on our side. Hallelujah. Oh, how we bless you tonight. How we worship you tonight and exalt you. Indeed, we build you an altar here tonight. Right here, we bless you. We exalt you. You defend us. You fight for us. You go before us as you did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As you did for Daniel, praise God Almighty. As you did, praise God, for David as he stood before Goliath. As you did for all the others, dear Father God, that stood up for you and the righteous cause, hallelujah, that you stand for. Oh my, hallelujah. We worship you, Jehovah Nissi. Oh, how we bless and exalt your holy name. Number six, look in Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 8. He is Jehovah M. Kadesh. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you, or I am M. Kadesh. You are the Lord, my sanctifier. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that sanctifies me and presents me holy without spot, blemish, or blame before the presence of God's glory with exceeding joy, and empowers me to cleanse myself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You said, be ye holy, and that means to clothe myself with your holiness. You are Jehovah M. Kadesh, our sanctifier, our sanctification, and by the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, praise God, we are sanctified and set apart for the living God. So we worship you, Jehovah M. Kadesh. Let's worship him together, everybody. Thank you for being my sanctifier, my sanctification, the one who has made me holy, praise God. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We are holy in him, holy in Christ. Hallelujah. Pure, holy, without spot, without blemish, before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. What a joy within our souls to know that we are holy before the throne. Thank you, dear Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah M. Kadesh. How we bless you and thank you for the holiness that you've instilled within us, imparted to us by the Spirit of holiness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Genesis 22 and verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. This means he is the Lord our provider. And so we thank you, Father, for bringing us to a place of provision, surrender, obedience, complete consecration and dedication, a place where you supply all of our needs according unto your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for protecting the source of our income, for causing men to give into our bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men pour forth into our bosom. We thank you for blessing us in our coming in, going out in the city and field and basket and store, and all that we set our hands to do will prosper, because you are our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. But most importantly, remember, this is what it says. It's a place of surrender. It's a place of obedience. It's a place of complete consecration and dedication. That place is called Jehovah Jireh. And as a result of his bringing us to that place, he then provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He provided a ram in the thicket for Abraham, and that place was called Jehovah Jireh. A place of surrender, a place of obedience, a place of deep consecration and dedication. And so let's lift our hands to heaven and thank him for being Jehovah Jireh to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord our provider. We thank you for bringing us to this place of surrender, obedience, consecration, dedication, a place where we acknowledge you first and foremost and honor you. This place here, no matter who we are, nothing could be done without your mighty hand of provision. It's all about you, Lord. And we praise you in this place tonight. We worship you in this place tonight. We surrender our hearts. We surrender our wills. We dedicate our lives. We consecrate ourselves and set ourselves apart for you, for no earthly gain, but only to gain the fullness of Christ in our lives. And so we surrender our hearts to you tonight. And we thank you for providing for our every need. Hallelujah. And then finally, Jehovah Rapha. Look at Exodus 15, verse 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is pleasing, or which is right in his sight, and I will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals you. You are the Lord, our physician. You are the Lord, our great healer. We thank you, Jesus. You bore our sickness, you carried our pains, and by your stripes we are and were healed. You became the curse on Calvary's tree for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse and blessed with faithful Abraham. We acknowledge you as the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of Righteousness, arisen with healing in his wings, and your Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Ghost who dwells in each and every one of us,
who quickens our mortal bodies with life, health, wholeness, well-being, and soundness of mind. By the works of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the covenant of blood, by the will of our Father, by the word of our testimony, we boldly say that sickness and disease cannot and will not live in our bodies because we are redeemed men and women, the redeemed of the Lord by the blood of the Lamb. And so we thank you for the efficacy of the blood of the living Savior of the world, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, by whose stripes we were healed. Let's praise him for being our healer, our PCP. Hallelujah. Our primary care physician, and his name is Jehovah Rapha. Oh, let him hear your voice of adoration and praise, Jehovah Rapha. How we worship you and bless you tonight.